Hello all, good morning and welcome to the Thursday, March 18th, 2010 regularly scheduled Morro Bay Tourism Business Improvement District.
Our office is located in San Luis Obispo and we recently joined the Chamber of Morro Bay with the intent of bringing a car to Morro Bay. And I just want to go over a couple things about Fun Ride. We have been in business since July. We were started by Mark Schaefer, who started Ride On 22 years ago in San Luis Obispo. So he's got 22 years in the transportation industry. And we, Mark has been watching car sharing for 10 years. Car sharing started in the United States in 2000 in Boston. And there's currently close to 1 million people sharing 8,000 cars. Major studies have been done on car sharing at MIT, Berkeley. Business analysts such as Frost and Sullivan are all calling for enormous growth in car sharing in the next five-year period. Frost and Sullivan is predicting close to 5 million people will be sharing cars, and right now there's less than 1 million. So it's going to become a lot more common for a variety of reasons. The biggest one being economics. You can rent the car by the hour. It includes the fuel and the insurance. So relative to tourism, we think it's a great fit because your customers can book a car up to 3 months in advance. They can book it for an hour at a time, a day at a time. They don't have to worry about even fueling it. It can all be done online. It can be done paperlessly. They can have confirmations emailed to them, and it will also put it right into their Outlook when they make a reservation. One of the things that's different about car sharing as opposed to car rental, the way we normally think of it, is the cars are located in what are called pods, and the pods are within the community. In San Luis Obispo, we have five cars right now, and we just purchased a pickup. And we just recently created a pod at the Quality Suites on Monterey Street with George Newland. And he's very excited about it because it's an obvious convenience for customers. A lot of customers come into town without a car, you'd be surprised. And one of the other locations we have is our office, which is on Santa Barbara Street at the tail end of the railroad station, creating a visitor program that we will allow visitors to book up to 3 months in advance. It's a one-time $25 fee because we do have to run their DMV, and we set up what's called a fob, which is a small plastic piece that you can actually put on the key ring. And the fob is what gives you access to the vehicle because the keys are always located in the vehicle in the glove box. So I want to give you an example here. Go ahead and hit enter. This is our main page. If you can see up in the top right-hand corner, you have a member ID and a password you create. So once you get your fob, you're given a member ID, whether you're a visitor or a standard member. You enter in. Now, I currently, it shows I have a reservation that is good till noon. That's a car that I drove out here today. Now, I can extend that reservation just by simply hitting extend to the far right. And go ahead and hit it. And it basically gives you a drop down similar to Orbitz that it shows your picture of the car, shows you where down the bottom where what your current reservation is. It'll actually even give you an estimated cost and fees. I'm using a master fob, so it's free to me. But anyway, you can go in there and hit the drop downs and just change it from noon to whatever time you need it for, and it'll tell you if the car is booked for somebody else, if you're able to do it or not. Because the whole thing about car sharing, the drawback is you have to be responsible. If you say you're going to use it for 4 hours, you got to bring it back. If you want to extend it and nobody else has it, that's great. But if somebody else has it, you got to get it back there. And you can also click on the very top bar where it says New Reservation. So if I wanted to book this thing next month, go to the top left-hand corner, hit the calendar, go into April, say April 5th, 16th, and I want to return it April 18th. I want it for 2 days. And then, and you can go ahead and hit search right there that you're done. That's very similar to the orbits. And then what it'll do is it'll bring up the cars that are available on that date, show you their location. You, if you make a selection, go ahead and select any vehicle. Shows, no, I'm sorry, over on the select to the far right side. Okay. And then what it does is it shows, okay, your start time.
Your bring a car here tomorrow Bay. I think people can
I have
use
just
it.
A little bit?
Well, more. You're supposed to have 3 minutes. So.
Oh, 5 minutes. Well, anyway, I would encourage the hotel owners to join as members. We have a promotion going where we're giving back the membership fee in time. And the big benefit to you as a business owner, you can use the car on behalf of the business at 30 cents a mile.
Great. Why don't you put a package together and you can send it to the board and we can review it if you have written information. And
sure.
Also
sure.
The...
I can work through Peter.
Yeah, you can work through Peter. And also, he has our emails and our emails are on our webpage.
Right.
Great.
Thank
terrific.
You.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Any other members of the audience wishing to step forward?
Good morning. My name is Peter Beeman. I'm here wearing two hats this morning. First of all, we own a little hotel here in town. It's called the Bayfront Inn. And I want to encourage the board to support the 4th of July in Morro Bay. I can tell you for a fact that the 4th of July weekend is one of the biggest weekends of the summer. It's critically important to our business. It's critically important to the restaurants and the retailers in this town. We need your help. I'm one of the founding members who put together Morro Bay 4th Incorporated, and I know Jeff's going to be talking to you a little bit later in the day about it, but I can tell you as a hotel owner and as a small contributor to this group, I would encourage you to please support us to the maximum that you possibly can. Having said that, Morro Bay 4th, I was just mentioning, we've got to raise a lot of money. We need minimally in the realm of about $30,000 to bring this event to Morro Bay this year. That includes, and I know Jeff will elaborate on this later, but we have planned a series of fundraising events to help raise money for this effort. So on the board there, you can see that April 11th, which is the weekend of the Morro Bay yard sale, in the afternoon after everybody's all worn out from shopping, we're going to have a fundraiser at Tognazzini's Dockside 2. And it's a great deal and should be a whole bunch of fun. A dozen barbecued oysters and a pitcher of beer for $20. The Tognazzini's are donating every cent of that and participate in this event. The next item is we are also, we have had a lot on Morro Bay Boulevard. Dan Riddell's lot on Morro Bay Boulevard by his real estate company. He's donating that to us for that yard sale weekend. And we need donations of your stuff. It's a great opportunity. Clean out your garage. We can use it. We'll sell it. We'll make money. We even have somebody who's donated a truck, and if you twist our arm, we might even come pick it up. So please help us out. We need the money. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much. At this time, seeing no other members of the audience stepping forward, I'll close public comment. And we will move to the approval of minutes from the February 18th meeting. Did everybody have an opportunity to look the minutes over? Were there any questions on those? I felt they looked good. Take a motion then.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes of February 18th meeting.
All in favor? Oh, sorry, second?
I'll second.
Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Thank you. Whoops. Okay. Then we'll move to monthly reports. And for this, we'll start with A, the review of the transient occupancy report, and I'll turn this over to Andrea.
Well, I think I'm looking forward to a month where I can give you some good news. This is not it. Just to give you an idea. And I, yeah, sorry. Looking at your numbers in January transient occupancy tax for this year, January 2010, we brought in approximately $72,000 compared to last year, where our number was approximately $94,000. I will tell you that we do have a couple of motels and hotels that have not turned in receipts, and that average funds, and that is approximately an additional $20,000 overall, not for the month of just January, but for the if we go back January, December, and November. So we have about $20,000 outstanding. So it's important to add that on. It makes it a little bit better, but certainly not similar to last year.
Excuse me for a moment. Your microphone is a huge hump.
Andrea, that is, you're saying in TOT collections, but not in the BID collections? What?
Yes, in TOT collections.
In TOT, thank you.
If it's okay, I think that in relationship to the TOT, we're looking at ad fulfillment and how we're doing there. That may put a little better picture on things of how we're doing with this new effort. And if that's okay, I think Peter just could give a really quick overview of what he's doing fulfillment-wise, because I think that hopefully this fulfillment will generate into sales and TOT and progress here as we move forward, because it's been pretty busy.
Yeah, it's been incredibly busy for the past 3 months. What we're doing at the visitor center, the chamber, is breaking down basically where all of the ads are, all the fulfillments are coming from, and which ads they are. So if you look at that form that I've just handed out, it breaks it down into the areas that we are advertising. And this is for February. I actually did this for January also last month. So you can see just across the board, Sunset generated 1,783 ads, which is by far the most. And then second, of course, is the Sierra Club. We had 16. Now, those will continue for a total for February of 1,799. I mean, that is just amazing. Last month, if you remember, I believe it was about 1,100. That was January, and about 1,000 in December. And in March, we're already up to 1,400. So if you look at last year's, and we might want to do a comparison from last year, it's 5, 6, 7-fold. It's truly amazing. It's keeping us very, very active because what we're doing is doing a lot of printing, stuffing, and a lot of these fulfillments come without labels, so we have to print the label. So that if you haven't spent some time in a visitor center, you might want to come by just to see how crazy it is there, which is a good crazy. We love it. More activity, the better. And then the next page, if you look at the next page, is actually California and how it's broken down in the different regions. And there's four different regions that we calculate. And you can see where they're coming from. It's basically Southern and Northern California. And then we have Central Coast and the Central Valley, or the central part of California. And then also the last page is the breakdown of the states. So I just want to bring you that to your attention. And one other, should I bring this up now? It has tremendous effect. At the same day, Janice Peters, our mayor, was taking a survey on something else, unrelated, basically, and started asking people where they were coming from. Seven counties in California were represented at the Chili Cook-Off, and they ranged from Santa Barbara to Visalia to Buellton to Santa Maria to Lompoc and Taft, and I mean just on and on. Fresno, it's just on and on. So it's pretty amazing, you know, with some advertising, what's going on with this group, and the promotions, the combination of how that is just generating so much interest. And of course, you know, with fulfillment, and I'll stop at this point, the fulfillment as it goes out, right, there's a lag before, because that material goes out to the people who requested it before they start booking or making their plans. So, you know, we're looking at another month or so, and we're going to start seeing people come in here.
Just in relationship to the Bakersfield Life, we're doing in media the same thing we're doing in the PR, so we have like a long lead and a short lead for media. So on the short lead, which is more like the Bakersfield Life and Fresno Bee and things like that, even though they're out of our area and there are people who can come and spend the night, we're promoting the events because we feel like that, you know, somebody in Bakersfield could avail themselves of coming to a chili cook-off, where maybe somebody in Ohio, say, that we would hit through Travel 50 and beyond, they may want to come, but the reality of them getting here is probably not likely. So we're kind of doing the long lead, more the national ads just to, for the branding of the destination, but we're trying to create, again, the real challenge for a destination is always trying to create this call to action. So the events become a call to action to generate a reason for them to come and respond right away. So that's basically what that's. But if it's okay, what I'll do as part of my report, I'll call on Rick to give us the overview of the web stats, because that again relates back to how it's working. I did email all you guys the report, so hopefully that's working well, so you have a chance opportunity to review those, and we save a few trees with all the copying that I would do. We are getting the dot mobies underway, and we've got a couple other things we want to show you, so I'll just turn it over to Rick.
To back up what Peter said, if you look at the web stats that I gave you, pardon me, is for February. But I looked in March, just the last few days, and if you see that, you know, the prior 154 day times, but I think that's definitely the sign we wanted to see, especially with the recession still hanging over our head and the, you know, minus 20% of TOT on January. So I think we're heading in the right direction. You know, everything is holding really good. We're obviously tracking along with the referring URLs, and you know, it shows that you're back into Sunset Magazine is now active for the 141 clicks for the month so far. Some of the search engine optimization is holding true, and some of it's fluctuating, especially in the area I'm most concerned about is in the lodging section. We've had some up and downs there, and that's typical of what happens. Sometimes they spider the site, sometimes they come back and they'll drop you a couple of positions. And also, if I search and I'm seeing, you know, for Morro Bay hotels, and then Joan goes on and search, even though we search the exactly same term exactly in Google, it'll come back slightly different sometimes. So just because it shows a little bit down, it's not an overall down yet. But if you have any questions about the regular report, we want to move on to some more interesting things that we've come up with. So here's a new report that we haven't seen. So what we've done, we've modified the website somewhat to offer better tracking for the hotels. And to walk you through it, remember, if you do a search, you go on the lodging page and you do a search, you get a long list of all of the hotel properties. And then you've got the opportunity to click on more details. And when you click on that more details, each individual hotel will come up with just what we call the hotel listing page. And this is the listings for the first 15 days of March is all. So we're only looking at a half a month. So this is your listing page views, basically, by hotel. And I'm just reporting basically what the database is telling me, but we're trying to give you some more information about how the website is working for you. Then, at that point in time, you have basically, when you're on the listing page, you have three calls to action. You can leave it, so
we just found out this morning that once we, if you decide to go with Jackrabbit, then this data is going to be changed because everybody's going to be using Jackrabbit and not necessarily going through. So we'll see how that works out. But the good news is you'll have Jackrabbit to track that as well, which we'll get into later.
Which is pretty cool. This is pretty cool stuff. So we had to modify the website somewhat to make this all work. Basically, this is your first 15 days of data. So do you have any questions about that at all?
Good report.
So the next tidbit is the gomorrobay.mobi is live now. We're still kind of working through it to make sure that before we link it from the website, we want everybody's fingerprints on it to give you a chance to take a look at it. It has 120 phone numbers on it and about 130 plus pages. So that's, there it is, and it is now live. We just haven't linked it from the main website, so we're quality controlling it.
And we'll eventually have a report every month for you on while we're doing on .mobi too. So that'll be a separate report that we'll be able to.
And what's really cool on the mobile website is we can tell you how many Blackberries looked at and how many Droids looked at. So it's like it's crazy stuff. So anyway, questions at all? Did we cover it all, John?
I think so.
Okay.
And as far as the site goes, we're still going through and perfecting things. If anybody sees anything, when you have that switchover, sometimes there's things that occur, but we're working out all that. And we've gotten some good response from people as regarding the website and how they like it.
Just one more thing I figured out. In the last 30 days, 72% of all your visitor sessions came from the state of California. So you might want to think of that.
Yeah, one of the things was at the chamber meeting we looked at, he brought in the chamber stats. I don't have them with me. Sorry about that. But there was a huge jump over last year for this past month for the web views. But
600 visitors a day is what's making me real happy right now. That's
yeah, we did have a big jump, though. Did you see that, Peter? I don't know if you have the report with you, but yeah.
I think events probably have something to do with that, too.
Yeah, events, right. Event.
Okay. Just a quick overview of the PR. I know we have a public relations subcommittee report, but I can tell you what we've been doing per the direction of the subcommittee. We worked on the Kite Festival. We picked that as one activity to do some promotions for. I'm happy to say, as I mentioned, I think this in the last meeting, we're going to be in Westways as a place to go for that event. And also, I just got word from the LA Times, and we just submitted photographs of the Kite Festival to them. They're going to be covering it in the LA Magazine, too. So I think we're going to get some good support for the Kite Festival. Karen and I have been talking about she's going to be going to Gibraltar. And I did get back a letter from the mayor's office of Gibraltar. And it was a real interesting letter. I think it's kind of the English part of the difference between American and the British, because it was very formal and really interesting. They call it twinning as opposed to sister city, the twinning program. And they really want to embrace it, but they're much more serious about it, not just tourism, but commerce and all the different things that real true sister city programs do. So they were not opposed to it by any means, but they were kind of politely telling me it's sort of mayor to mayor. So I talked to Janice about this, and our mayor's wants to, and with the permission of the board, I was thinking this would be good for the PR subcommittee to work on drafting a letter that we could then give Janice to tweak or whatever. But she'd prefer us to kind of come up with the letter of what we want to say, and then have the PR subcommittee look at that letter and approve it. And then we were thinking that we try to set up prior to Karen's arrival to Gibraltar, so it's just not a matter whether you just go drop off the letter. Hopefully we could get some sort of brief meeting anyway, where it's going to look pretty impressive, because we're our representative, who's Karen's nice enough to do this, is going to be delivering the letter from our mayor. And again, it just gets better and better as I think about this, because as we talked about, I think we would definitely be the recipient, the positive end of this, because Gibraltar gets 8 million visitors a year. And again, it's too early, too premature to talk about all the fun things we could do, but any way we could get Morro Bay exposed in Gibraltar, which again would be like we could do this sister or twinning thing between, because if we can come up with packages for people to travel from there to here, it would all be good. So with the permission of the board, I'll work with the PR subcommittee to draft a letter, and then have Janice take a look at that since she's signing. I'm sure she's going to want to bless it as well. And then, Karen, I'll work with the people over there, and I'll be keeping you up to date on everything and try to get a meeting set up to where you could go in. Because the person that wrote me was the assistant to the mayor. So at least we're talking to the mayor's representative anyway. And I'll send everybody the information. I thought I'd sent that. If I didn't, I apologize. But I'll send you the letter I got from them. It's real interesting. It's very British. Very, very formal, but kind of fun. And one of the aspects of PR, and Peter may want to make this announcement, but last meeting we talked about that we wanted to do the tall ships as one of our long lead activities, and found out that the tall ships weren't coming, but now we find out that indeed Lady Washington's going to come in November. And I talked to Peter, and I think it's probably timely for us to meet the PR subcommittee to talk about this. But I want to make this Lady Washington another endeavor. I mean, I want to really pull out all the stops, do all the PR we can, maybe include them in some of our advertising like we did with the Chili Cook-Off, and really just, when they come here, just be wooed by how many people we were able to bring to them. Because I think the tall ships is a really good branding for Morro Bay. And it's all about the numbers for them. If they don't get the numbers, then they don't come. And we got another shot at it. And I think if we can really, and we've tried in the past. I mean, I've had their captain on the air, the radio stations. I mean, all those things we want to do again. And they know we've tried, but I think this time with this long lead, and what I'd like to do is to talk to the hotels. This gets back into the packaging, but I'd like to package some tall ship excursions along with hotels and possibly some restaurants so we could have like a whole tall ship package. And would start as they come in. And you know the dates, Peter. It was
I do. They're actually sailing in on the 21st, but the grand entrance, I guess, is the 22nd, and they're staying 22nd, 23rd. we've been tracking the tall ships now through the chamber for 6 or 7 months now, trying to persuade them that they really need to come here and come back again. And we found out just the other day, just a couple of days ago, that they are officially coming in. So. Yeah, I like the idea, John. If
before or after Thanksgiving, to do a, we could fill that boat during the day, and then the weekend, the tourists will fill it.
But I think that's excellent idea.
That is
one of the ways we've got the Endeavor traffic, so much traffic, were the schools.
Yeah,
they came for field trips,
and they have got to schedule their field trips prior to their budget being final in June, the beginning of June. So now is the point to market for that. As a thought, just
maybe you can help me a little, guide me a little bit on that, but I think that's great because that was one reason why we had the numbers for the Endeavors, I recall, because we had schools coming from Bakersfield and Fresno. And if they come that far, they're going to spend the night.
Didn't we do a remote from the ship itself as
right.
It was coming in and interview the captain as he was sailing?
We actually put a representative from KSBY
on board, right?
Yeah. And for the first 2 days, the guy complained and wanted off, and then it became like this life-changing experience for him. He didn't realize they were going to put him to work. Anyway, that's a whole other thing. But I wanted to mention, but I think the school idea is excellent, and that's what we did again with the Endeavor. I completely forgot about how many field trips we had for that ship. One thing I wanted to mention, maybe some of you are aware of this, but we have now a Tourism Promotion Act that the Obama administration has recently announced, and it's been approved, and it's the U.S. will start actively marketing in 2011, and this is a quote from somebody in the industry, the best opportunity the industry's had for at least 25 years now, Roger Dow, president of the U.S. Travel Association, said. He made a prediction at the ITB in Berlin following President Obama's signing the Tourism Promotion Act to law last week, calls for a $10 fee for completing the necessary ESTA authorization for citizens of a visa waiver. So in other words, anybody that comes into the country and they want a visa or they want to be waived for a visa, they have to pay a $10 fee. And this is done over in England and some other places. When you enter a country, you have to pay a fee. And that fee goes toward, is going to go toward the promotion of America to the international markets. And they're talking about, this gentleman, Dow, said that he predicted that the new tourism marketing spend is a win-win situation, bringing in an extra 3 million international visitors by 2012. So to me, that sounds like they know about San Francisco, they know about Los Angeles, but they may not know about the Central Coast. So maybe through our VCB, through the state of California, certainly, we can work with them and try to get some of this publicity, because there's obviously going to be an agency selected, and I made this comment at the first meeting this morning. I mean, I'm not going to get it probably, but we can certainly find out who the agency is and work with them and go to our state of California representatives and say, hey, look, we want to be part of this. Because if we're on that radar, even if the Central Coast is on that radar, which I think would be appropriate for them, it could be really significant for us. And it kind of ties in with which is on the agenda about the international travel. I have a couple of proposals for that, but I just thought I would mention that. And then finally, the only other thing I have that's not on the agenda to cover is the, did you want to talk about the Sunset Saver during this time, or is that?
Oops, excuse me. Sure, we could talk about Sunset Saver during this time.
I'll just briefly say that we did meet, and the Sunset representative, Josh, came up with, I think, a very good proposal for us. He gave us three options. And the committee selected the one that he actually suggested as well. And basically, one of the significant portions of this is that it involves the Morro Bay sharing a booth with the unincorporated BID. And this will save us a significant amount of money to also afford ourselves with some other value-added opportunities, and one of which is a tour sponsor on Friday. We're talking with how we might be able to achieve that, but we're talking anywhere from, you know, traveling out to the maybe doing something on the Papagayo and offering a tour of Morro Bay and have that associated with food either on the ship or maybe going to a restaurant, and then a culinary demonstration. And we talked about what would be fun there would be to use Morro Bay ingredients to prepare a dish. So like the avocados, the fresh fish. We talked about fish tacos would probably fit that ingredient. Or we even talked about doing something, and Josh, the representative at Sunset, thought this was really cool, so he was for it, was maybe we get two chefs and we give them the, I don't know if you've ever seen that show Chop, but they give them ingredients, and they have to make something from just those ingredients. Maybe having like a little competition between two chefs to have to deal with, make something from avocado, fish, part of that, and the total comes up to 23.5, and even though we're spending that under the 25, we would be then included in the gold sponsorship, which gives us a series of passes which could be utilized for possibly some giveaways that we might use in our ads. Morro Bay listed in the event program, listed in as a local thank you ad. We'd be in all the public relations efforts, and originally we were supposed to have a half page. We were able to negotiate a full page, and so that will be included in our package. And then again, a series of VIP passes that, again, that I think that some of those we might be able to use as a contest in supporting the Saver program and our ads. Say you want to go to Saver, well, go to our site, you know, morrobay.org, and enter to win two tickets for the event, and then a hotel, obviously, and all the other things that we would be doing. So if I missed anything, Joan, feel free to. I don't know if I covered it all, but.
Yeah, it looks like you did cover it all. Some of the opportunities we had were, you know, we could sponsor the bag and do these other things, but we came together and felt, your subcommittee felt that we would have a stronger push if we stuck with the county, because they are going to have a spectacular booth where they have, and I believe it's even larger than 9 foot, it's like a 10-foot screen showing all the scenes of the county, and we really wanted Morro Rock to kind of pop up on that. And we also talked about how we felt that it was important, because Morro Rock is, you know, for us it's cliche because we live here, we see the rock all the time on cups and playing cards and t-shirts, and so for us it becomes cliche.
But we have to remember we're not marketing to ourselves, we're marketing outside of ourselves. And so it's an icon. It's like the Elizabeth Taylor of the Central Coast, you know. And so we would be able to get a picture of the Rock right on that front front of the website, of the Sunset website, and on all of the posters and on all of the ads, the Rock would appear out there, and we felt like that was pretty important for us, I think.
I think there's something I forgot to mention is that we'll have the ability to promote the Harbor Festival.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be there telling people about, hey, there's another great event happening. You know, as they come by our booth, we can give them material. We can't sell tickets there, obviously, but we would be able to really use that as a vehicle to tell those 7,000 people about another great event right down the road. And I don't think people are going to be capped.
He was talking about how that could be one of the premier cooking events, so he wouldn't have that. One of the satellite tents, he would do that right in the barn. And that's huge because everybody's going to want to be in that barn. And so that would be a real opportunity, I think, to showcase Marbay culinarily. So, and then I went to their groundbreaking event, and even that was a that was their little downscale. I wished everybody had gone. I was looking for you guys. It was a great event, and it was. Even though it rained and it was windy and it was unbelievably windy, I mean, it could have blown you over. It was a great event in itself. So, yeah.
That's all I had.
You know, I have something I don't know that ties into this, just to bring up. I don't know if it's something to add to the agenda about that name we were talking about as a subcommittee about. You know, we need to kind of brand ourselves as a name. Joan had mentioned when she was at that event, they kept thanking the city of Morro Bay, which not to thank the city of Morro Bay, but we need to be thanking who the money's actually coming from, which is this board. And so we had kind of talked to John about trying to come up with some, you know, catchy names, tourism and lodging. You know, we want to incorporate it as a city type thing, not just lodging and, but. Yep. That was something that I think we need to address as a board.
One of the things that kept coming up was they kept saying, and we'd like to thank our wonderful sponsors, the Paso Wine Alliance. We'd like to thank our visitpaso.com, the Slow Tourism Board, the County Visitor and Conference, and the City of Morro Bay. And so and I kept thinking, oh, it's all those hotels in Morro Bay helping everyone in the city. But I when we talked about this, we talked about not making it the Morro Bay hotels, but rather an alliance, using the word alliance, because it would, you know, we overlap with the Planning Commission, the Promotions Committee, thank you. We overlap with them in how we support each other, so we really wanted it to be an alliance, so we'd like to bring it back if the board is, you know, good with that. For a future agenda item.
Or I could even do that under my report if you like.
Okay.
I'll have names, some suggested names next meeting.
Okay, terrific. And okay, yes, she's right. And then, so that was our subcommittee. Well, that was kind of a blended you finishing and a subcommittee report. Were there any other subcommittees that met? Did not meet, I don't believe.
I'm not saying that we should abandon it because I think it is clever. I think it could be one package, but we might want to think about something that's just more simplistic. And I don't want to give away the store because it's not my hotels to say what's the discount, but I think it should be something attractive enough. And I was thinking if we could stretch out stays. In other words, I've stayed in some places where if you stay Friday and Saturday, you get Sunday at a discount. And I don't know what that discount would be. Probably have to be at least, you know, 20% to make it effective. And I think in the summertime that may not be as doable, but probably everybody would love to have somebody stay that extra third night on a Sunday. So we might want to think about doing something like that. Again, it's your hotels. I'm not saying what you need to get, what to give away, but I think something simple like that more people would probably embrace because it's a no-brainer. I mean, it's just that's what you do. And but I would throw that out. I don't know if that needs to be agendized or but
well, it doesn't have to go back to the subcommittee to present to us. So
maybe the package subcommittee can look at that.
If you can pull them together,
I would love to see out of that subcommittee. I'm not on that subcommittee, so I'd love to see you work hard and come up with
three.
I said I'm not on that subcommittee, so go ahead and work hard.
Oh, okay.
And if you came forward and brought like two or three other package ideas too, simpler ones that people could just kind of grab onto and go, because
right.
The nature of everything is, you know, they're trying to fit it into their business and fit that into their life too. So
right, and I think just educating the front desk and all those things, you know, if it's something
absolutely
simple, then everybody can, you know, say this is what it is, you know, have
absolutely
it written down. But the full moon, again, I think it's clever and it's great, but it's kind of complicated for some people to really embrace.
The other thing is, I believe Peter had some information on a trade show that just popped up, and he wanted to present that, so I'll have him, should I have him present that now under trade shows? Okay. Go ahead, Peter. Thank you.
We were scheduled to attend the San Diego trade show, and I heard wind of this new trade show, or fairly new trade show from the LA trade show that we attended back in February. And I just got the information on it. If you remember, the trade show cost in Los Angeles, because we bought it the year before, we saved about closer, a little closer, obviously, to than San Diego, you know, going into San Francisco. So it might be something that you want to consider. It's January of next year, 2011. And then, of course, we have the NTA in November, if we wanted to go back to that.
When was the San Diego one?
April 23rd, 4th, and 5th.
But you're saying this one has to be paid for now to secure that price? Is that what
well,
you're saying?
Well, it says it's an introductory price, so it's something that we have to do fairly soon. I think we have some time on it, and I'll check on it. I just received this late last night.
Usually they give you a discount for signing up by a certain date or something.
Right, and then it goes back up to $34.75.
I think it would be nice to have some sort of outreach
right
in the Bay
through,
Area.
Yeah, that, here it is right here. It says the $2,700 price is through April 23rd.
Sacramento, San Francisco.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Santa Clara, but they call it the Bay Area, so it's actually closer. And it really encompasses, you know, the areas that
well,
we're
I think with
at
that Santa Clara area, too, you're going to get a lot of San Jose, which is, I think, a great
Palo Alto,
for us.
Right,
yeah.
That whole way.
I'm looking at, if you just look at some of the detail that was sent over to us on the reports, when you look at what came through, you know, if you consider the greater Bay Area, San Francisco, San Jose, Sacramento, which is like a two-hour drive out of San Jose, then you see that we had a lot of visits to our website via those areas. San Diego is a market that we've long talked about opening up and getting into. So I would, for me, I don't want to see us not do San Diego in lieu of a market that we're blossoming in. I'm not sure how the board feels about doing both and whether they want to put this back to the subcommittee for a little more.
Well, the choice is the San Diego. I've been holding off. We have a booth reserved on paying it because I wanted to make sure that because we have the NTA and this in next year's budget period, if we wanted to go ahead and spend the money for the San Diego and go ahead and do that, which I could do today, and then we're all set for San Diego. It's just a matter of.
I think we, if I may, they
could all be part of it if you wanted to do
that. There is one other show that we might, as we look at international, and that's Pow Wow. But I know that the VCB does do that for us. But maybe talking to the county VCB and making sure that, you know, we give them all the material that they need to promote us. But that's a big international show.
Personally, I think that we should stay going into San Diego. I think it's a market we've talked about, and I know when we had spoken the subcommittee months ago we had pulled where people were coming, and they were in the top 10. And I thought that was really interesting, considering there's not a lot of marketing going down
right
down there. So me personally, and I, again, I don't know if it goes back to us as a subcommittee, but I think we should consider the Santa Clara one and do both possibly if we can budget it. I'd hate to see us not do San Diego when it's something we had kind of decided we wanted to go forward on, and then maybe open it up to do an additional.
John, I'm looking at what we did budget for trade shows. We've already said that we're going to pull for the Sunset event out of there. We have the San Diego trade show that we're scheduled to pull out of there. We did pull out the money for the NTA, and you were going to squeeze some of the budget numbers down to support Sunset. So I guess the question comes back to you, exactly where are we at for that area of our budget?
Well, I think that I didn't realize we're going to take the money out of the allocation for the Sunset Saver out of that.
Well, I don't know. At the last meeting you had talked and you said, well, I have several places where I can squeeze that out of, and
right,
I wasn't sure what you had come up with, because we didn't actually discuss at our trade show, or at our subcommittee meeting rather, we didn't discuss where you were going to squeeze that down from. But I would be interested to, I'm not trying to put you on the spot right now, but if you could get back to us with that, that would be terrific.
Well, like, we have, you know, $20,000 for collateral, which we haven't, you know, committed anything to.
The co-op.
Of collateral, I'd be like doing it. And, yeah, co-op is another one, another category. And we still have this, you know, pretty huge contingency budget. And, you know, we're in March now. So I think you have plenty of money to do anything that you feel is important to do that. And what I'll do is I'll give you a full budget with moving all these numbers around,
right,
so we see where we're at today.
That would be
great.
And
what I'll do is I'll go back and make sure that what has not been placed yet that we've committed to,
mm-hmm,
is placed. So then you'll have a real true figure of how much we still have remaining. But as of right now, we have quite a bit.
So we can all have a better grip on spending. And because you had talked about, oh, I won't take that all out of the contingency for Sunset, you know, we're co-oping, we're doing this, that's a trade show, blah, 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 so
right,
I wasn't sure where that was.
Okay, I'll do a full accounting of that next month and
maybe
show you
then
where
as a subcommittee. You're going to need to know by April 23rd, I think you said, so maybe as a subcommittee with the trade show, we can talk about that and then come to the board next month. We could put it on the agenda, and then next month we could approve this or not, and then we'll have the budget as well.
So you're just looking to see if we want to send you to San Diego today.
Right.
Is that correct?
And unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to go to that. It's our Kite Festival weekend, so somebody else is going to have to attend.
I'm sorry, can you say that again? It's Kite Festival.
San Diego is our Kite Festival weekend, so I won't be able to attend that. I do have staff that is experienced to do that. If you wanted to, or one of the directors can do that. It's up to you guys. Something to think about. The only issue that I need to deal with today is I need to make that payment today, and it's all set. I just have to pick up the phone and call the lady, and it's done.
And it's April 23rd weekend. Interestingly enough, I think I'm down there for a 40th birthday party that weekend.
Well,
we
don't have to make any of those decisions.
I don't want to run the booth, but I can help if they needed help.
No.
And remember, we have the help of Jim Allen from Hearst Castle, who was going to be there. So really, we don't. It's going to save us some extra time. I mean, with efforts, because he's going to be there at Palo Alto. He'll be there at this one if we want him to continue. But he's a tremendous asset.
Well, I'm sure. So if we go to San Diego, he'll be going as well.
Yes.
Okay.
He's already committed to that.
Okay. So you're looking for an approval.
Go
we can approve. To,
yeah, we have it.
Let's look at Andrea, because I don't want to.
Well, I think it's already in your budget.
It is in the budget.
So you've already, you don't really need to, if
do
it's
anything
in your budget, you don't really need to do anything. I did put on your discussion of future agenda items approval of participation trade show in San Francisco for discussion next,
right,
because it sounds like from what John's saying that that's not currently included in your designated budget. But I think today you've already decided, unless you want to pull back.
No, I don't think we want to pull back.
Okay.
I think we need to open that market up.
Okay,
I'll
go ahead and make the commitment, and then the details can come later.
Great, thank you. Okay, and let me find my agenda again.
Sorry, okay, so Public Relations Subcommittee, nothing, no meeting?
5.
You stated 23-5, but then I asked Josh for their discussion in writing, and when he sent it back to me, when you said 23-5, my eyebrows perked up because I see 24-5 on his paper. So I'm not sure. I think that...
I was just going off what he originally proposed to us.
Yeah.
And that was 23-5. I'd stick with 23-5.
Yeah, I would too, and then we can talk to him about that. But I will send this around so you can see. I've circled that part, but look at the other part. And yeah, I'd stick with the 23-5 too. That's where I'm at.
No, I have a couple of... Oh, okay.
He sent me this last night.
Okay.
I asked him to give us a hard copy of what the discussion was, and I should have photocopied it for everyone, but I'll send it around. Okay, so then we would look at a motion for the spending. If there's anyone interested in making that motion. We're talking about Save the Central Coast, and we're looking for a motion to spend as proposed. We had previously said that we would spend up to $25,000, and we are saying we're coming back with a proposal from Sunset where we get the benefits of spending $25,000 for 23-5. And that's what the subcommittee has worked out with Sunset representative.
So you know why it went up the 1,000?
I see that.
Do you know why?
I
know why.
I see that there. Yeah, I see
why. Oh, why did it go up?
You know why it goes up? Because when we had our subcommittee meeting, it was the full page ad instead of was going to be 2,500, but then we were going to have him add that for 1,000. I think is maybe.
No, I negotiated with him on the phone that we would get the 1,000 for or we get the full page for the 23-5.
Okay, perfect.
He may have done that off of a spreadsheet, and when you plug it in, sometimes it just does it for you, and so we'll just get that corrected. But
I had a verbal approval to 23-5 to have the full page.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you could include. I'm sorry. Maybe you can include that in your motion, that 23-5 includes a full page, just so it's clear what your motion was.
Okay. And then I can give you this for our copy with the adjustment off. Let's see. So a motion for, I'd be interested in hearing a motion for 23-5, including the full page ad bumped up, with everything included on the paper, which I can state for the record, and I will also turn, is there a second?
I'll second that.
On discussion, I should tell you that I have not met with the county representative, Cheryl Cummings, yet. We've had two meetings scheduled which have been canceled because of conflicts, and the county does have to approve, the county TBID has to approve that they do want us to partner with them prior to us being able to do that portion of it. So as soon as they do their approval and we have our approval here, then we can do that. We can open up the discussion to do the joint venture.
All right. Would this be a contingency on that happening?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you could put in as a contingency.
So,
we have to prove here that we want to do it, and they have to prove that they want to do it. And I think they're
going to. I'll come back to you if they say no, it's not going to work. And they're going to vote on it supposedly on the 24th. They have a board meeting. So that's when it'll.
When do we have to write the check? I mean, can we draw it back if it doesn't?
Oh yeah, I mean, if it's different than what you just approved, then I'll come back to you and say we have to renegotiate this. And I'll use that as my leverage too to say, well, if you can't go for this, then I got to take it back to them. And I think the 24th, and I could be wrong, but it sounded like it's just more of a formality that the board had to officially approve it. But I think it's already been discussed, and they want Morro Bay to be a part of this. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a good indication of future things we can do for them too with them.
Josh had mentioned that he had talked with the county and that they were very open to it. So I think, again, it is just kind of a formality thing.
At the Sunset event, they had several TBID board members there who came up to me and said, we're really excited about having Morro Bay as the central link for our Highway 1 theme. We really want this. We want to work with you. You know, we like your billboard Highway 1. They want to do a whole Highway 1 thing. They're like, your Highway 1 billboard. So, okay. So then we have a motion on the table. Any more discussion? Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. And I'll pass this.
Andrea, I have some scribbling on the back here. I apologize for that, but I'll pass this her way for hard copy. Okay, let's see here. It's five to here. You're six. New business. We will move to A on new business. Everybody stretch your legs. Here we go. A request from for funds from the Morro Bay Forth, Inc. for Independence Day celebration. And for this, I will turn it to their representative, Mr. Jeff Eccles.
Good morning. Thank you, Joan. Independence Day is so closely aligned with your vision and what you're accomplishing here. The number that Andrea gave us this morning about the TOT tax down 23% January over January also speaks to the fact that that we made a wise decision by forming this board, and that we're forward thinking, and that we're planting seeds basically to increase tourism here in Morro Bay. So, pardon me, I'm just getting over a cold. You received what we sent you beforehand, so if you have any questions on that, feel free to ask, and I'll highlight some of the things that we mentioned in there and go over some of the things that I think substantiate our request for funds from you. First off, the model that we're using as an independent nonprofit organization hosting the Independence Day celebrations in our city is a proven model across the country. I'll give you one vivid example that a lot of you are probably already familiar with on a very grand scale, and that's Boston. The city of Boston has a nationwide celebration. It's televised. That's put on by a 501c3 nonprofit. Something that I did months ago when we first started this up was just searched, did a Google search. Nonprofit, 4th of July. And you can, it's really exciting to look across the country and see what some communities have been able to do and to accomplish in terms of making their city a destination for their particular region for the 4th of July. The other thing that is very positive about this group that we have formed is that it's going to exist in perpetuity. And that this event for this city and this region, frankly, is going to continue to grow and evolve into something better and bigger. And our goal is really very simple. It's to make Morro Bay a destination on the Central Coast for the 4th of July. Our niche is a family-friendly, traditional 4th of July celebration. One of the challenges that we face is that there along the coast are a couple of other destinations nearby for 4th of July, most notably Cayucas and Pismo Beach. People want to come to Morro Bay, and they're looking for a family-friendly venue that is really focusing on the 4th of July celebration. Cayucas has really a big celebration. I think it's a little bit different. It's known to be more adult-oriented, and it can get a little bit rowdy, for lack of a better word. Pismo Beach, and we had, of course, our banner up, and he zoomed, he batteried right up to us and said, "Are you going to have fireworks next year?" And he said, "Yeah, we're bringing fireworks back." He says, "Good. I've come to Morro Bay for over 20 years, and if you guys don't have fireworks and a celebration next year, I'm not coming back." I said, "Well, where would you go?" He said, "Well," he scratched his head, he says, I guess I'd have to go to Pismo." And he says, "I don't want to. I love Morro Bay. I love this city." So the demand is out there, and that story will never leave me. You could have seen this fellow on a scooter and it would be printed on your memory as well. Something else to mention about this event is that we want to evolve it into a multi-day event. Saturday having several activities.
that covers everything that I had for you. Again, there was information in the packet. Of course, if you have any questions, I'm very happy to answer those.
Thank you very much. Any questions?
I have a few questions. Where are you guys now? Here we are, March, so about 4 months away. Where are you on the whole process for, like, permits and stuff? Because doesn't that take several months to do? And I know there's a big snow and clover issue, which is why, you know, I know the chamber made the decision to not do the fireworks last year, to support it at the time. So kind of where are you on all of that?
One of the nice things about the way that we're set up with the support of the chamber, Frank, is that we don't have to make it. So our concept is this. Take the core that has already worked and been established, and that core is Tyler's Park. Fireworks being launched off the barge in the bay south of Tyler's. So for this year, that's what we're going to do. We've already applied with the city for our permit. That area there where the barge was located in 2008 is already an acceptable location for all parties involved. So we don't foresee any problems at all with that. So the concept again is to take what worked. We're looking at what we're calling a core and satellite approach. The core is what we're directly responsible for, Tidelands and all the activities there during the day. The satellite, this is what we're adding this year, and what we really hope to build on over the next several years. We're approaching different business owners in town, different venues in town, and having satellites occur at those venues. So the idea is that a couple of kids. What am I going to do for today? I can start literally at
And I know that they've done a lot of great things with pie eating contests and wrote, you know, all of that fun family stuff. So I think that's great. I think I've just all been curious as to where the snowy clover plays into a role with the environmental side of people.
I can tell you too that we've already met as a group with the Audubon Society. As possible with all the stakeholders. So we actually have offered a booth, for instance, to Audubon, and they've taken us up on that. So they're, as a nonprofit, they're going to have a booth at Tylands and be doing educational outreach, particularly directed toward children during that day. And then part of our conditions for our permit that day are a lot of mitigating factors for the snow and clover habitat. Again, the fact that this group will exist in perpetuity, we can think outside the box. This fog obviously is a problem with fireworks in this town. One of the things that we project for down the road, that's maybe 2, 3, 4 years down the road, is even the potential for two sites. A lot of people in North Morro Bay really like the high school. And a big advantage of the high school is you can have a ground show, meaning that even if it's foggy, you can still see fireworks that are launched low level. So a ground show, you can have that fog. And it doesn't have to be either or, it can be both. So we're looking at all kinds of things.
Well, no, and I think if you learn it, it's everybody, it's hard. I know I live in Los Osos, and the big complaint was, well, now we can't see it over there in Los Osos when you move over. Because there have been several years that more they had done it at high school. So that had been, went on for several years. So I commend you guys for taking this on.
I have a question for you. Excuse me. You were here before our board requested funding. I'm assuming you made a similar pitch at community promotions.
We haven't gone to promotions yet. We do plan on going to promotions. So we wanted to approach you first. We thought this was more specifically aligned with the objectives of this board. And we plan on approaching you for promotions as well.
I can tell you that community promotions is not happening right now. I was just going to ask, how much
money? Please be honest.
How much money have you raised thus far?
We've raised approximately $8,000.
That's not bad.
I'll tell you, as mentioned to Andrea earlier, I think that's quite an accomplishment for this group. You have to understand that we were newly formed in August. We've been
close to budget here, and you've shown us. I don't see what you're holding over for seed money for next year. Are you going to be in the same position next year, or you know, you kind of start off with a scramble from the get-go? this year you need the $30,000, or there's no, it's a done deal and you're blocked 29.5.
Well, you know, just to give you an idea, the display itself is $18,000. And then the insurance and everything that surrounds that is about $24,000 to $25,000. So we're talking just essentially the fireworks display and a bare bones thing that will rest time.
And who's been your largest contributor to that? The largest single contributor?
The Chamber of Commerce has sponsored us for $2,500.
I think $30,000 is I think it's a little under, but it looks like you pumped up some of these other things too. So it looks like you got some dollars left over, right? I mean, after all of this, are these pretty tight?
Those are pretty tight.
Okay,
that's pretty tight.
So one other question. So the fireworks actually, they went up considerably, huh?
Yes.
So, John, I have a question for you. When we're talking about advertising, we have a schedule for advertising for the T-Bid, and we have a Bakersfield Life ad that's going in April. We have an ad for Quarter Page in Fresno Magazine. I'm sorry, my printout is so glasses. Quarter Page in August in Fresno, but Fresno and Bakersfield are probably the markets that we need to win back.
Yeah, I think the challenge is going to be that depending upon when Jeff finally gathers all his money and decides that we're actually truly having one, you know, some of the longer publications, you know, we may be a little late on, but I think using radio and TV and some maybe some newspaper over in Fresno and Bakersfield would probably be what's realistic. But what I was just had an idea, like you mentioned about a media sponsor, I could probably with, say, $2,500 from this board turn that into $5,000 with a TV station, because I could probably go to somebody like KERO who we're already doing business with and say, how'd you guys like to be the Valley sponsor for the fireworks? And so if I give them, what I'm saying is, you give them a little cash, you could probably double that. And I've done that with Fish and Farmers Market in Avila when they first started. You know, I had to have a little bit of cash to get the other, because especially now, I mean, everybody, just as you need cash to do your thing, the media needs a little cash to justify doing it 100%. I'm assuming, is El Dorado, is that 100% trade, or do you have to give them some cash?
It's a no-cash deal.
So no, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's hard to do. That's good. Yeah. But I think I could, what I'm saying is, I think I, if the board decided to give a little bit of money to promote the event, I could probably double that, because people are going to want to be involved in this. And I'm talking out of market, like with Bakersfield, Fresno, possibly.
I think everybody on the board probably understands how crucial the 4th of July event is to the entire city. I mean, I think that's no question. One thing, too, just a suggestion for you, because I know we've already had people asking. A lot of our repeat guests have already back. This is what's going. And I think word of mouth will help with the local, but obviously, and you'll get those calls for making reservations and stuff. But last year, I remember we even had vacancies, I think, on Friday. So I think this is a really, this is a very make or break year, I think.
It's a great suggestion. And if I let you know briefly what we're doing to address that on a no-cost basis, which is, you know, nice, because we get a lot of things donated and our board members have donated a lot. But one of the things that we're doing right now, as a matter of fact, it's in the works right now. We're literally getting them printed up, our little cards. And we've talked to several of the retailers on the Embarcadero. We haven't talked with the hoteliers yet. That was our next mark, is to put one of these cards in every bag. And then the restaurateurs, with every ticket that they do, that says fireworks are back for 4th of July in Morro Bay. So we want to capitalize on the tourists that are here now through the 4th and let them know and get them aware. Yeah, thank you. Good suggestion.
Well, thank you for your presentation. Go ahead and have a seat. We'll probably have some more questions for you. I'm going to open it up to discussion for our board so that we can discuss amongst ourselves what we've just heard. Thank you, Jeff. And there's a couple of things that are out there on the table then. You know, do we do some service, some advertising service for ourselves? Do we put some cash? Is it a combo of both? Is it one straightforward? We have a trade show and public outreach. We have an event promotions budget line down there. It's the, what is that one? The third one down on additional items. It's a, thank you, Karen, it's a 12 grand budget, $12,000. I think this falls under an event that we're promoting, and I think we would all agree as hoteliers, if there's a hotelier in the room who doesn't think that fireworks helps to sell them out, please speak now. Okay. But having said that, and I'm sure it helps with the restaurant business that week.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, there's a strong feeling citywide that it really is good for business. I mean,
I think there are two things. That one, you know, do we want to help sponsor this? And the other thing is, how much, and do we want to do some advertising as well for them, or for all of us?
Yes.
Right.
And on behalf of Marl Bagels.
Right. So I noticed the event promotions. Now, what about collateral? I know it was part of the Sunset.
I don't have any money to step up to do this. But
right.
You have plenty of categories to take.
Personally, I really feel this is their first year. They need this money. I feel that we should give them the $10,000 as well as try to advertise as much as we can. We just gave $25 to the Savers.
I agree, especially since we did give almost $25 to the Sunset Savers. So
let's wait for
no
Peter
problem.
To come back. Yeah. Sorry, poor Peter. Go ahead, Nick. I'm sorry.
Just echoing what Michelle had said. You know, especially this is something that's near and dear to all of us here, as well as probably everyone in this community. So I think we need to back them as much as they need. I think the other thing is to maybe not guarantee it for the following year, though. This is something that we're doing. Get them going. Hopefully, I have every confidence that it will go. But being that this is our first year, we don't even have a policy on how we deal with people coming to us either. So we're kind of just from the seat of our pants here. So, but I would suggest also that not to rely on this amount next year.
Go ahead, Karen.
I think a 30% push in the first year might be appropriate, but really have to be looked at hard. I'm a little uncomfortable with 30% even at this year, but I think at this point, in our time frame, it's essential that they pick up at least 50% of their budget now, so we can start getting this word out, so we know that there, you know, is a very good chance that this is going to be a go, and that we can start getting the word out with this. And I think perhaps their organization might feel comfortable with this, with knowing they have at least 50% of their budget up.
Go ahead, Peter.
You have the insert, right, going into the water bill? That's still coming up, correct? Okay. That typically generates $6,000 or $7,000 also. So historically, people in Morro Bay and in a lot of other communities just don't jump forward ahead of time. They wait to the last minute to do things. So even though it may look like they're down a little bit, I think the money's going to start really coming in, and I honestly think they're going to go over their budget. But you know, as a group, we definitely should support
that we hit those goals. But again, that particular challenge this year is that we don't have any seed money. I might also mention too something that's interesting in terms of municipal support. Or even some of the surrounding communities. Pismo Beach, for instance, the city of Pismo Beach funds their fireworks display to the tune of actually $10,000. So it's I think it's a testament to the fact that they recognize the significance of the event. And
they also have a TOT budget of $6 million. So put it into perspective.
And those communities, they're watching what's going to happen here this year. So again, this is make it or break it for us.
I think that to keep our accounting straight, it would be good. And I'm not sure how this works. Is this in the form of a pledge or how the finance part of it works? But at some point when the money is actually going to go to the fireworks, it would be good for them to issue us an invoice. And then we pay that invoice, and then we invoice the city. Otherwise, I think we're going to start losing track of what we're taking out of this budget relative to.
Yeah, I think we need to look at, as a board, first of all, I feel strongly about us doing some form of advertising ourselves for them, and, you know, being able to structure that and have the, no offense, have the control over the creative for that in the Valley, especially, to try and get people back over here. I just want to make sure that area is really marketed to regarding this event, because, and Peter knows this better than anyone, that's where we had some strong opinions last year, came out of that area of California, out of our guests from that area of California. In addition to that, I would say that it for me, it would be fine to give them some actual seed money. I would feel good with that.
a third of their budget, 33% of their budget is what they're requesting in physical money. That seems to me, for me, that's, you know, get prepared because Harbor Festival is going to be here. There are plenty of other people who have stopped and said to me, oh, you know, we're having this event, the city has that event, my group does this, you know, can we come to you? And I'm sure you've had those same conversations in your restaurant and in the chamber office, so it's not just me hearing that.
They're going to need that advertising, even if they get the 30, if it's not, we don't convince people in the Valley that we have this, it's not going to be worth
the
investment.
But
yeah.
Couldn't we, without spending additional money on this special kind of advertising, we're already advertising over there already.
That's what we're talking about.
And just, you know, put a blurb in there or something along with the ads that we already run.
Well, I think depending upon when we know, you know, if we know by April, then we could certainly have plenty of time to do that. And I think a lot of this is going to be PR. I honestly feel like if this gets approved, I can get a lot of the word out by going to the TV stations, because this is big news for them. I mean, this our story here is equal to anything happening in Bakersfield or Fresno. So I think we get the word out pretty quickly.
And also the chamber, it has, you know, we have other chambers in every city, and we can market right through their chamber also. So, I mean, we're getting it to their people as well as, so we can help out at a no cost. So we have the best advertising agency right here to promote the Central Coast. I mean, I would think that, you know, John's agency would be the best way to get through to the advertising part of it. And then they definitely need some seed money.
For me, and if I'm putting this in percentages and what way I would be going, I would say they've requested $10,000 from us, maybe $6,500 or $7,000 cash, and the rest would be some of that trying to get, we push our own advertising for their event, some nice top-end ads in the newspaper, trying to court the media as far as television media and news. I mean, that works. I'm not sure what you think.
I disagree. I think we're trying to micromanage that. They need 10,000. They ask for 10,000. I think we should give them 10,000. And if we want to do mention some fireworks in their heads. I hear Jeff's voice all over the radio. I've heard him. I mean, he's the great promoter. He's doing a fabulous job. So I think he's getting the word out. And once it's finalized that the fireworks are going to go on, it's going to be a
good one. I kind of tend to agree with you, Nick. I think that they need the money. You know, the advertising is going to come down the line. I mean, and if we can give them this $10,000 now, they're going to have that half money to commit to April 1st. So they're going to be able to go, you know what, we can put the deposit down and we're moving forward and we can start our advertising now and back it up and not spend more money, just put additional stuff on. I agree with you, I've been hearing him quite a bit around, so I feel like they're not just coming out to us. I mean, they're going out to everybody, and I know it's a lot of money, I agree, it's a third of their budget. But this, I think what we need to remember too, is it's not so much about just this year. If they have $5,000 left, if they have $10,000 left, if they collect the money they're hoping to collect, that money will go over to next year and they'll have their seed money. So when they come to us next year, we're going to say, hey, you know what, sorry, we're a sponsor of $2,500 or whatever. I think that we need to look at this not just this year, but look at it as this is getting their ball rolling for them. Because I think that's the bigger issue, is if it doesn't, we don't commit to this money and they don't come up with half that money to go forward with it, they can't put the deposit down. And that March 31st is not that far away. And I think that we need to understand it's really tough right now economically to get some of these businesses, and some of these businesses are closing doors, they're not going to give $2,500 to Memorial Day 4th. They're lucky if they're making their gas payment tomorrow. So, I mean, we all saw the headlines yesterday. We know how hoteliers are getting hit. I mean, it's not easy. So, I really feel that it's more, they need the cash. They need to be able to put that deposit down so we know that there is a fireworks show. also a good little thing for us to help with the locals. I think this is a way where we're telling the community, yes, we're about tourism, yes, this is what our is for our stakeholders, and obviously we all want those overnighters, but this is also a local event that we need to remember also.
It is a local event. I think any way that we support it shows that we care. So, I'm not saying don't do $10,000. I'm just saying if you do $10,000, where are you going to pull the income, the advertising from? What are you going to move around, and what are you willing to push towards this event? So, you do have to be careful when you look at the TOT report, and we're not making our TOT figures. You have to be careful that we don't overspend our collection. Yeah, anything we don't spend stays in there and rolls over. Anything we do spend that we don't make, we owe back next year. So we need to be careful with that too.
And I agree. I think we do have to be careful. We're going to have a lot of people coming to ask us for money. And I think that's why I know Joan had mentioned several months ago, and I think it's on our agenda coming up, to talk about some type of form where we get that return on investment. And I know there was something that we had talked about months ago, but we were so busy trying to just get up on our feet. And I know it's coming back. I just don't know what month. But
I think since our time frame is so short right now with what we need right now, that maybe a compromise would be 25% or 7,500. We can do that right now if we could agree to that as a board. That gets them their 50% in their deposit, better than their deposit for what they need. We'll look at where it comes, where they look like maybe in another month. And then if they need more, at least it's a little bit extra to focus on our advertising. And then we'll look at where they are in another month to 6 weeks. And if they need a little more to actually get the event on, then we can revisit it. But it sounds to me like they kind of need a commitment to make. And so maybe 25% of their budget or $7,500 would be something more realistic than everybody really feels comfortable with.
I personally am comfortable $7,000, but I don't know if everybody else is comfortable. But I don't know if we throw a motion on the table and see where it goes.
I don't think it's going to fall through, first of all. I think the city is going to get well behind the fireworks. As a matter of fact, I think the point that Peter made, which was the water mailer has not gone out yet, is a huge, the canisters aren't out, the water mailer is out. Do I want him to struggle? Absolutely not. Do I feel like we should have to have canisters? No. I'm hoping that between the amount that we put forward and the water bill mailer, which reaches every house in Moore Bay or every owner thereabout in Moore Bay, that he's going to have a great response. This is an opportunity for all the hotels who collect to say, yeah, we support 4th of July. It is good. I agree with, I would agree with a possible $10,000, if we did $7,500 of it now and Kate had him come back to us and say, look, this is where we're at with our water bill. We're still in this pinch where we need that extra money. And, I think he's going to have great success. And I think that we are supporting the one we support at $7,500. We have to remember that, we will be linked with our website, but we're already linked once the chamber goes up there. Please do not get me wrong. 4th of July is my favorite holiday, actually. And you can count on my family to volunteer for you, by the way. All you people listening. So I think that, we should support it. Again, maybe we do a graduated support. I just don't want to see us pick the whole thing up. We don't know where we're at.
Well, I think we spoke about our budget. We have our advanced promotions target is $12,000, which we don't really end up spending that money. I mean, we just spent $23,500 on the Savior on the Sunset thing, which I have reservations about, but I think in compared to that, this compared to that, I just don't see
I see your point. What you're saying is you don't see.
Well, I agree. The idea is, I know how this is. I know that when April comes around and they want their half check, and we have $750, you know, and that's not unreasonable because we have carried this thing for a number of years. How stressful that is. And I don't want Jeff or the Moore Bay 4th of July to feel that. And if we can afford the $10,000, yeah, I bet. You know, let's support this thing and make it as big as we can make it. And hopefully they'll have a supplement that they can carry over to next year, and, you know, they're on their way.
When will you know if you have that? I guess it would be interesting to say to you, no matter what we give you, I'd like to hear a report back from you as to where you are on your funding prior to the event. You know, just a little pop-in. You can do it in public comment where you tell us where you're at, if you have any leftover seed money, if you've exceeded your $30,000 and you're going to spend that all down, where you're spending that at. I would say that would be important.
Yeah, we'd be, of course, we'd be happy to do that. One other mention about the water bills, unfortunately, those have declined substantially over the last 3 years. Some other things will come with that as well. We can only do it once this year, but we can ask them to do it twice. And also, the city just started electronic systems that day. The technology is going to be messing with us there that day if the water bill collection is good.
Maybe they can do a little tag on that electronic thing.
Well, the city is wrapped in, that's really, it's not a high priority item. That's something that they're going to need to address over the next few years. How do I link that up to any nonprofits or grants? So that's, unfortunately, that's not as big a source of revenue.
Okay. So
this also might be a great opportunity to utilize our new brand.
I'll make a motion that we pledge $10,000 to the Moore Bay 4th of July Incorporated, and that this is a one-time event, and that we'll look at it again next year if they come to us for money. But I think it's important that we support this organization just getting started. It's important to the community. It's important to businesses in the community, especially the hoteliers and restaurants. We were going to pull it from the events promotion budget.
I'll second the motion.
Discussion? I have one thing. I would be in favor of that motion if we had a friendly amendment to it that said that they would be responsible to come back at our June meeting to tell us with a full budget spread out where they were at, what they spent on, so that we can see this works for next year, yeah. And then I think we should be asking that of everyone. So I think that's important.
Yeah, I agree with that amendment or addition.
So they have to come back in June.
I got that.
Okay.
We just want to make sure Michelle would second that amendment. And then I will second that amendment. That's why you're looking at me.
Yeah, I got
it. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Okay, it looks like it passes full board, but we have to see you back in June prior to July 4th. We know you're going to be stressed, but we still want to see you.
It would probably be inappropriate for me to run up and kiss each one of you right now, but that's what I feel like doing, and on behalf of the board of directors, we thank you so very, very much. This will pay off in space.
Thank you very much, and happy 4th of July. Okay, moving right along, we have another presentation. Smiles, everybody, from the
corporate representative and consideration of approval of agreement B under new business.
Hello.
Thank you for your patience.
Not a problem.
Now you know everything about Morro Bay, right?
You know what? You guys are easy money today, so I'm feeling pretty good. I don't know how much, by the way, my name is Stephen Mead. I'm with Jackrabbit Systems. I'm your West Coast rep here. I've been working with San Luis Obispo County site for about 2 years now. And what we are is, I've been here before, so do we have to go through it all? What do you think?
I don't think so. I think that everybody, just so you know, everybody has your proposal. I emailed that to them.
Okay.
So I think it's really about talking about the proposal and then the board's decision of where we go.
Direct to the point.
Okay. One thing I wanted to make clear, because I think in a conversation you can say a lot of things about what your website does or doesn't do, but what we do is basically take the information superhighway, put up a neon sign and a two-lane exit. It makes it as easy as possible for the visitor to come and look at the site, book a room in two clicks, get right to the booking page of your hotels, and then put the entire process in your hands rather than the hands of an OTA. That's the real difference between what we do and what online booking has been up to this point. And one of the things that I want to bring to your attention is Taos, New Mexico said, look, we have a listing of all the hotels. You have to click on the side where it says lodging. It gives you a drop down. Then I have an alphabetical listing of the hotel. So who needs you? Well, the difference between an alphabetical listing and a booking engine is quite a bit, as they found out in Taos. It took us about a year to get on there, but once we did, the very first month, we were up 300% in clicks to the hotel's websites. So using Jackrabbit's technology, it makes it as easy as possible for the visitor to get right where they need to be in two clicks, and then the entire process is in your hands. You have that customer to remarket to. That customer feels good about being on your website because that's where his credit card is going to go anyway. And that is as easy as it gets. As far as the deal that we've got, you've all seen the contract. What we had done initially is said, well, we're going to charge you 70 cents per click for everything that comes through and cap it at a $5,000 per month. John had asked me to give you a flat fee for the amount of clicks and give you a couple of ideas of the discounts that we're looking at right now. Since we originally talked, we put in a setup fee to cover the cost of all of our engineering. We're waiving that because we've already grandfathered your proposal from sometime last summer. So you're looking at a $3,500 discount right away, and you're also looking at a $1,200 fee for the month to use the Jackrabbit system. All of that will be installed on your website in 45 days from the execution of the contract. All of the hotels can be indexed very easily. Those who don't have any online booking capability, we can look at a couple of options there. So if there's any questions about what it looks like, I know you've had the contract for a couple of months, so you should be familiar with what it does. The only caveat that we've got in there is that we've got a $1,200 fee rather than a $5,000 cap.
Has Rob, he's reviewed this then and feels good, and, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it's pretty, it's one page basically.
Right.
I feel like when this was first came to us, I thought we were looking around $800 a month.
That was just a guess.
Okay.
And basically how I came to this figure, or how Steve came to it, and it's still sort of a guess. I mean, I just went, it was Joan's suggestion, I just went and looked at everybody that has booking agents and gave him that number. So obviously if we find that I misjudged that or whatever, I mean, we'll have to relook at that. But I think we're pretty close to this figure.
Yeah, as your website traffic increases, so will the bargain that you're getting. If you get up to 10,000 unique visitors per month, for instance, and let's say a quarter of them get through to the booking site, then you're going to be paying well under what we had originally took, that is 70 cents per click.
That's why I wanted to do the fixed.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're going to lock in at $1,200. It's still a grandfathered rate because it is, you know, about as bare bones as we get as far as what's worth our time. So $1,200 is the bottom.
I do want to say to the board, I got some information from the VCB because, you know, they have Jackrabbit,
right.
I'm sure as hoteliers you're aware. They have Jackrabbit that links through. So last year they put 6,200, Jackrabbit put 6,200 visitor requests through for Morro Bay hotels.
and that was last year. And in January and February of this year so far, it's been 1,100 click-throughs to Morro Bay hotels. Now, you have to remember when you say 1,100 that, you know, they get on the VCB website and they have the onslaught of choices of the cities and the unincorporated areas to choose from. And so when they'd be coming to the Morro Bay website, they're kind of a captive audience, so it's, you know, direct through. So that's just some information for you to have that I got for you.
And I think just to recap, and this was some time ago, but one of the reasons that I originally suggested that we take a look at this is just to be competitive with our competitors throughout the county and beyond. I think Oxnard, Santa Barbara, I think we went through all of these. You know, majority of websites now, destination websites, if you look at them, they have some sort of reservation booking agent. And I think that as much as we can do to make it easy for people to book a room, I mean, obviously that's what we're all about. So,
and for me, this is not all, this is about the guest coming in, ease of use of the website for the guest, but also for the hoteliers who put into this BID, this is a huge get for them as hotels, because this is a book direct that does not take that one third out of an outside booking agent, Travelocity or any roaming gnome out there. They skim you for a third off the top, and this is a book direct to your site, your rate, your link. For me, it's a no brainer, and that's how I feel.
I must have missed my email yesterday or got late. But what's the cancel policy on this?
We look for a 1 year deal, and we can renegotiate at the end of the first year. And something I'd like to add to what Joan said is that a lot of the TOT questions come into mind when you put an OTA involved, because when they're paying 70 cents on the dollar, they're only paying 70 cents of taxes. With you, it's 100%. And the customer likes it a lot better, and you like it a lot better, because with Expedia, for instance, you're not going to get your money for 6 weeks. With this, you're getting your money as soon as you get that credit card. Or when the consume stay, whichever is your policy.
So for me, I looked this over, quite a bit. I looked the contract over quite a bit. I think that this is something that the board should absolutely 100% be doing. I'm for it. I'm for it. We've had our city attorney look over the legalese in here, and he feels comfortable with it, or it wouldn't have been forwarded to us. So I feel good about it, and I'd look for a motion to approve this, because this is something that I feel should have been done 6 months ago when we first started.
I'll put forward the motion to approve the contract, the website agreement with Jackrabbit, stated here.
I'll second that.
Discussion?
I just have one question. It says DMO name, Morro Bay CVB, for contact information.
I can work with Steve on all the exact terms. And
yeah, is it? I didn't know exactly. Is it Morro Bay CVB, Chamber of Commerce? Or
That's what we're going to determine in the next month.
Yeah. I mean, that was just one thing.
But I'll get you all
yet
that.
Yet to be determined. Sorry.
And I'll be working with Steve directly on getting all of this implemented and how we go about it.
Yeah, it's an easy fix.
I'm just curious, too, budget-wise, what would this come out of?
We have a line in our
we
budget.
We have a line item of $8,800. Yeah, so
but we did not allocate enough money.
Yeah, we did not allocate.
Well, if you go through June, I mean, we've got more than enough, because we haven't started this.
That's true. Next year, yeah, that's true.
Maybe we'll have a little left.
Maybe.
Yeah, okay. So we have a motion on the table. Any more discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Fabulous. Hallelujah.
Lovely to be here. Thank you very much, John. And all the members.
Steve, if you want to give me a call tomorrow, I can kind of go over some details with you, too, as far as billing and all that.
Like I say, 45 days from execution of the contract, we'll have you up and running. We've already got 16 of the hotels already indexed, And if the hotels that don't have any of the online booking capability, we can work with them individually about getting them in line to the system through our room.
Nice thing is we'll be ready for the season. So.
I know you're saying 45 days, but is there any way we can ask you to really look hard at your calendar? Because here I am, sorry. That's Memorial Day weekend. If we could get up before Memorial Day weekend bookings, we would really be a thrilled board.
Okay, I'll tell Vegas to wait.
Do that. Because we're smaller and easier to work with, and we smile at you, and they're crabby gamblers who smoke.
I think we could rush this one. I really do. I mean, at least we could get the 16 that are already aligned with the San Luis Obispo County. Those can be up, and then everybody can be added as needed or as
we move along. That would be awesome if we could get moving as quickly as possible.
As soon as I know.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, so sorry, yeah, we all, hoteliers, we feel like we're 6 months overdue for that. That's why I'm pushing that pressure button. Okay, so moving on. Discussion of pay, and I think it's supposed to be pay-per-click.
Right.
On the official on the official website. It's pay, P-A-Y, per click, on the official website of Morro Bay for Google. And
I have Rick here for that. So this was something that Mike had asked for some time ago.
And he's not here. Do we want
to... You know, we deterred this last time, too. So maybe can Rick at least give you what he's got since he waited this all this time?
He's giving me the no sign, but I am going to allow him to speak just because he said no to me. Come on up.
Yeah, Mike isn't here, so he'd be the one that would ask all the questions.
I know. That's kind of a bummer.
So you see the proposal in front of you? Or is there anything, John, that they have?
Well, I think that maybe just to kind of give a recap.
I'm sorry, I didn't get a proposal. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I thought...
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I didn't send that to you. I apologize.
I sent it to you. What do you want to talk about, John?
Well, why don't we first talk about what Mike wanted to do, and maybe we can just get a consensus from the board, and then I could go to Mike and have him look at it. But Mike was interested in doing it some minimal pay-per-click once we got the new site designed. We talked about delaying that till the new site was designed, so we're obviously here now. And what he wanted to do was to try to use some pay-per-clicks to get us higher as far as the official tourism site for Morro Bay. And I apologize, I was forwarding a lot of material. I guess I missed that one. But what we put together was a small plan, and I believe, Rick, what was the cost of it?
Well, I put together a $500, a $750, and a $1,000 a month plan. Okay, and roughly, I ran this through a machine. So, in other words, I don't agree personally with some of the data that they sent back to me. But what we're looking at is, you know, the four keywords phrases was Morro Bay Hotels, Morro Bay Lodging, Morro Bay Motels, and Morro Bay Travel. The search volume on a monthly search volume had 42,000 searches on those four keywords. So that's what we were planning against. That's what I ran into the system. And the system was coming back at the average cost per click of $1.99, which I feel is very high. Okay, and I think that in reality that would drop considerably, but these guys, the machines, always come up with these high numbers that when we get into it, it always seems to drop considerably. So they were looking at spending on those four keywords, the machine now, was spending $40 to $60 a day on that. That can add up, obviously, $1,200 to $1,800 a month. So, and we all know how pay-per-click works, right? And, you know, the right side over there where it says sponsored link, that's the pay-per-click area and whatever search he's got up there.
Right, but search Morro Bay.
Search Morro Bay Hotels. That'll be one that we would... So there is the top four. The top three is in the yellow. The side, what we call the sidebar, is on the right there, and then there's sponsored listings down below.
We can't hear you.
Scroll back up. Scroll back up to the top. So this is position 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's how you do it.
Repeat that in the microphone.
Yes. Those are the three positions, starting with the yellow from the hotels in Morro Bay is number one there, and it goes on down. So in other words, this estimate was to keep you in the position 1 through 3. So that's
kind of... I know we've been here for a long time, so what I was going to suggest is maybe what we could do is if you want to budget What do you think, about 3 months is enough to get it, to at least we could see some sort of result?
One of the ways the thing works is it's all prepaid up front. You put a deposit down with Google, okay, and say you put $2,500 down. And then the administrator, whoever is going to administrate the programs, make sure that you don't spend it all in 3 days, that it actually lasts 3 months. So there's a lot of turning it on, turning it off, depending on, like, you might turn off Morro Bay hotels for a third of the month because you just don't have the money to go out and play with it. And you keep Morro Bay lodging going for the whole month. So that's the administrative part of it. So there's some hands-on in a small budget. And that's where we put down, you know, usually it's like a 15% or so administration fee.
So
there's about 4 hours of setup on top of it.
If we did $750 a month for 3 months, that would be roughly $2,200, something like that. I would propose that we do that to try it. And then we can run it by Mike just to make sure, since he was really his baby, I can get together with Mike offline, say this is what we're proposing to do, this is what the board decided to do, and let's just see how we do, and if it optimizes us in those 3 months using just those dollars, then we could reconsider to see if we want to continue to do it, or we feel like we're doing enough on our own optimizing.
I have a question for you.
Sure, Jim.
We go for 3 months, we stop optimizing, what happens then? Do we just automatically fall back to our ranking that we are
okay
at now?
This is a pay ranking.
Yeah, we're going to continue to optimize. This is pay. We're going to buy.
Is paid. So in other words, you could and technically have be over there in the number three listing, and then the Morro Bay hotels could be down at number nine. So you have two on the page, type of thing. One is optimized. One's paid pay per click. As soon as, and this is one of the things to remember on pay per click, as soon as the money runs out, you're gone. That listing is gone. It won't affect your search engine optimization listing. That's why you do the optimization, because it lasts for a long time. If I was to fall off the face of the earth tomorrow, the optimization would probably last for 6, 8, 10 months, you know, of where you're at now. But when you're in the pay-per-click arena, you stop paying, it's gone. So in other words, like say if I had Morro Bay hotels up for the first 10 days of the month, it would be sitting there number two or three. And the other 20 days of the month, it would be invisible and somebody else would move up.
So I think this is something, too, that we would want Jack Rabbit up and running before we would even want to be paying per click, if that's even the route we want to go. I mean, that's just something to throw out there. I mean, I would hate to be paying per click when it's not even going to result in direct reservations.
Well, then why don't we do this, since you guys didn't forward it to you. I'll forward you the plan, and Mike can take a look at it, and then we'll have a 45-day period to look at it. And we can just go from there. Because to be honest with you, we've all along, and Mike's not here, I would say this in front of him as well, we're for optimization, you know, rather than pay-per-click. Mike feels like, and Mike's very good at this, and if you look at his hotels, he's way up there. So I'm not discounting that. But he feels like that the pay-per-click in combination with the optimization is the best way to go. So we could just afford it to everybody, and then we can decide maybe next month.
John and I are on the same page on this. Personally, you just spent $1,200 on Jackrabbit a month. Okay, that is going to give you a much better, my opinion now, I'm not speaking for John. John, my opinion, that's a much better investment than spending $1,000 with Google Pay-Per.
No, I would agree.
That's my opinion.
And I think if we're an individual hotel, pay-per-clicks are one thing, but as a site, it's a different thing, and that's my sense, yeah.
So I would agree with waiting for Jackrabbit to come up. I mean, Jackrabbit is really important for us, and once we get that up and going, you know, if we do any of this, you know, type of pay-per-click, then it would be worth our while. But right now, to pay for the pay-per-click and then have a third of the reservation go off to somebody else, I mean, that's a lot to get a reservation.
You look who you're
even if they're visiting your site.
The top of the search of the SEO part is TripAdvisor right there, you know, and you've got all of the other guys that are in there that are paying a lot of money, that have the budget, that are taking this 30% that they make for reservations and throwing it right back into pay-per-click. So it's really hard to compete, especially like Michelle said, as a destination organization, it's really hard to show a good ROI on why to spend the money.
I would say let's bring it back. Let's get the information pushed out there so we can all have it and take a look at it, and then let's bring it back once we have Jackrabbit going. Is that okay, fair to everyone? Okay, then that is what we shall do. And we don't need a motion on that. We just move on to a discussion of the European travel marketing.
I have something that I would like to just say real briefly, because you guys asked me to bring this back, so I'll go through this quickly. I'll pass these out. This won't take long. I know we're ready, all waiting to go. I looked at a couple of different opportunities, and I think the best place to go for international is to work again with the state, because the state of California is doing a tremendous amount to attract international travelers. I have a combination of two things I would propose. One is what's going around right now, which is the International Visitor's Guide. And I was able to negotiate a full page for $7,000, as opposed to the gross rate that you see there, the rate card rate. And that will give us, as you see on that sheet, $80,000 UK,
$80,000...
sorry. Scanning it. Yeah.
Germany.
Yeah, 80,000 Germany, 80,000 UK, and 5,000 Scandinavia. So those are the two, I think, the primary markets we would want would be Germany and UK, particularly UK, although we've been hearing over and over about the German traveler coming here. And I would say go ahead and do the $700 to have it translated in German, which they would do for us. And that's one part of this. And the other part to support this would be going on visitcalifornia.com, which is the state visitor's guide. But they can target that toward just the international visitors. And I negotiated a $30 cost per thousand or cost per impression. So for 190,000 impressions, our investment would be roughly about $6,000. So this would be an online campaign with the visitcalifornia.com, state of California's site, that's specifically geared toward international travelers only. So I think that would support the ad we already have in the state guide in English, but also then when this guide, the international guide, comes out, would help to support that. And this also, since this international guide is not going to come out for several months, we would have something going on right now to prepare us for the summer to go online.
I think it's a great idea. I like it. I like what we did in the California guide. I do have a question for you. Have you approached Cheryl, and now her last name is Cummings, thank you, with the county to see if they would be interested in doing something with us where maybe we share somehow and we get this, where the guide opens up and it's,
well,
you know, like
Cheryl,
the whole Highway 1 thought that they're doing. And
I don't think they're there yet, because they're still getting their branding done, and they don't even have any ads yet. But I think that's for next year.
Because this would be
Again, I think that next year, because that's probably when, you know, when I say next year, we're talking June. I mean,
right.
Actually July. I think that we should meet with them, and I think there's a lot of co-oping that we could do. You know, there's still the county VCB, because this is a whole separate from the county. You know, they're the unincorporated areas.
Yeah.
So I did not find a lot of co-oping opportunities with the county VCB on international. But what I did find, and I really ran out of time, so I can bring this back next meeting, there's an unbelievable amount of opportunities to work with the state of California for international. There's all kinds of co-oping packages we can do, different things. And when I went on their website, this is where I found the international guide. And this is actually through our rep at Sunset. She sells the state guide, international guide. And that's one reason why we've been able to make these killer deals, because we're giving her the business too.
Well, I like it. I think that we do get a lot of Germans, tons of UKers. We are getting a lot more Germans. I mean, let's face it, this is time for them to travel, right? Unfortunate for our economy, fortunate for theirs. So this is when they're traveling. Travel is inexpensive, and, you know, Highway 1, this whole area is well known over there. And
so I would just need approval to go to do a full page in the international guide, and then do the 6,000 on the visitcalifornia.com for international. So that'd be a total of 15.
What fulfillment are you going to use? Do you have an idea in mind?
I thought about what I could do. We have enough time. I could pick an ad that I think is appropriate and then send that to our creative subcommittee, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could pick the ad, go through that.
I think that would be great. We can look at what we're doing and try and gear it towards the...
Joan, this German website that we have,
URL, referring URLs to us. We were trying to find the Morro Bay link. It's Tour California in Germany, basically. We don't know where it's originated from.
Can you?
Where it's originated from, but it is now about the number 7 most referring URL to the morrobay.org. So just going right along with what you're saying with the Germans.
And Rick, right now, the Morro Bay site, if they click on the, did we have German on there?
Oh, baby.
Yeah. So that's something else to consider. We were already prepared. So if you go on the Morro Bay site right now and you click on the German icon, it'll translate it immediately into German.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. So let's look at this. I was just curious about the collateral, but I we could definitely get something that would be
so
out of what we've got. That would be great.
I have a question. Yeah. The if I'm just timing-wise, visitcalifornia.com, you said if we agreed to something like that, that would go on pretty much immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And then this ad would come out when? When does this
It's probably not going to hit till the summertime.
Summer, okay.
But we need to commit. It's like a long time.
Right, and that's why I'm wondering when it actually is printed.
Right.
Okay.
And it's a yearly, and then next year we would look at possibly doing it again, but it comes out annually.
It's hopefully not the end of summer, right? Like it's not August 25th or something.
No, and I'll find out exactly. But if the ad materials are due, it could be toward the latter part of summer. Could be more like the fall.
Oh, yeah. Materials are due June 29th, so...
But if we don't get in it, then we won't be in for the fall, so...
That's right, and we need it for the fall and the winter. And they love to... It's even cheaper in the winter because rates are down, so... Okay, I like the idea of hitting some European markets. I was in Lowell's the other night, and there were some Germans in there.
Yes. A lot in the visitor center.
Germans like Mexican food, right?
Well, everybody likes spicy food, right?
That's right.
Okay.
I'm German. I like Mexican food.
So I'm looking for a motion, folks.
Are we wanting a motion for the website and the...
Yes.
Can we combine that?
Combine it into one motion? Okay. So it would be $13,000. And this money would come out of where for a budget? I feel like we're just spending money today.
I know. Hand over fist, man.
Yeah.
It would come out of the contingency budget.
Contingency button. So there's 13,000 additional coming.
It's actually 15,000.
15? Oh, okay. I'll make a motion that we allocate $15,000 to do a full-page ad in California Visitor's Guide for the International Edition, as well as including impressions for visitcalifornia.com.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Discussion?
Would you include in your motion that it's coming out of the contingency fund?
And that $15,000 will come out of the contingency fund.
I had something else, but I think I'll wait till the next meeting because it's not something that's going to... It's part of international, but the LA Times also, we have the ability to go on the website for LA Times, which we've seen to be very successful. And believe it or not, you can ask for anything excluding the United States. So our impressions would just be for international. But I'll share that next time.
So any more discussion? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were still... You haven't voted yet.
Any more
I apologize.
Discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Sorry, I didn't realize you hadn't voted. Sorry about that. I thought you'd already voted.
Before we move on, I was just glancing at the budget here, John, and we have a line in there for Wine California Interest Travel Sites. I would say to you that what we did with Sunset would be considered, and that's a $10,000 line right there. And so I just, when you visit this budget, you might want to visit that line. That's okay. All I'm saying. Pardon? Okay, so declaration of future agenda items. I think a couple have come up. One is a name for the T-bid that is not the city of Morro Bay, but does not exempt the city of Morro Bay from being recognized. And
was there a subcommittee that was going to work on that?
I believe that John was just going to put together some names. We had mentioned it. We had mentioned, I'll throw a few out there, that we had mentioned the Morro Bay Tourism Alliance. We had mentioned using the word alliance because it allies us with the city community promotions and the Chamber of Commerce, because we're all working together as a team. So the Morro Bay Tourism Alliance was brought up, the Morro Bay Hotel and Tourism, Tourism and Hotels, Tourism and, yeah. So he was going to come back with a few. Yes, I know. So a name for the T-bid other than the city, and a form for a request for funding. Now this has come up at our last two meetings again, and I really do think, I feel strongly, and I felt strongly from the beginning, that we need to visit this. We need to have something that shows us why they're, because they all come to us with their different way of doing budget. So this is something I feel strongly about, and I'd be happy to research some of these and zip them back to our illustrious city manager so that she can include them for our.
And we will. Maybe we could call it discussion of a procedure for groups to use to request funding.
Sure.
Okay.
And so did you want me to work on that and zip you some via email? Or okay. So I'll get some. There's that I had used before. I think there was like Durango and a couple of others. Okay. Anybody else have a future agenda item?
I have a couple more that you talked about, and I thought I would put them down. We have a comparison of expenditures. This is one of my favorites.
Comparison, yeah.
Comparison of expenditures to revenues, including our use of the contingency fund. So we really have a true picture of where we are. Also, approval of participation in trade shows in San Francisco.
Right.
And I also have for June of 2010, update from Morro Bay Forth on event progress.
Okay. There was one too that had came up. John had asked about. He's been needing to get gift certificates for the photo contest for the MorroBay.org, because it says on there, you know, win a free room night or whatever. And several months ago, he had said to me, "Oh, do you have some gift certificates?" I said, "Yeah, no problem." He goes, "Oh," and then sent an invoice. And I said, "Well, I don't think we as a board ever agreed on what reimbursement was going to be, or if there was going to be any reimbursement. So I don't know if that's something that needs to be a future agenda item that we discuss, is how to deal with these contests of free giveaways."
So what you're saying is the BID would pay back that. So this is actually, yes. Okay, so what you're saying is the BID interested in paying back hoteliers for room nights put forward if we are interested in establishing a rate for that?
Right.
Okay, a per room rate. For giveaways. Yeah, a per room rate for giveaways covering the queening costs, the basic queening costs.
Discussion of reimbursement for giveaways, April 2010.
Beautiful.
Big meeting.
Big meeting. Everyone get ready. Okay, with that, anything else, anyone? Please say no. Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you.
I know, you're not really very much fun today.